You're listening to a DM podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Beyond the Likes. It is your host, Amy Gerard, and today I am in the studio, so I'm somewhat professional. Sorry, I'm just going to take one of my bracelets off because I constantly get in trouble because they jingle. And I just thought that I would come in and do a little monologue, and I'm just going to kind of share all of the things that has been going on this week, maybe some internal dialogue that I have in my head, and just kind of word vomit out lots of my thoughts and feelings and emotions. You know, the monologuing doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's going to be a little bit sporadic and chaotic, and none of it will really make sense, but that's kind of what is also going on in my brain. So to kickstart today's episode, I want to chat very briefly about Taylor Swift. Okay, I mean, I don't even know where to start. I'm going to be really transparent with you here. I always used to think, and don't come for me, Swifties, but I used to think that Taylor Swift was a little bit dorky. Like, I'm probably going to get egged when I walk outside after this podcast goes live. I just used to find her, like, she would always, like, she constantly in and out of relationships, then she's writing about the relationships, and I just found her a little bit, I don't know, maybe I didn't pay her enough attention. Maybe I didn't realize her true capabilities and her true talent. But let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you this for free. When I saw the absolute mayhem that was people trying to get tickets for her concert, I was like, what in the absolute fuckery is going on? Like, this is not Beyonce. This is not like Drake. This is Taylor Swift. Like, her hair is always fluffy and it's never really done. And like, she's a bit dorky. I feel like such an asshole saying that, but I was a bit like, wow, everybody is really, really into this chick. And stay with me here, guys. So all these people, like, I had a girlfriend pay an Airtasker to sit online for 2 days trying to refresh, trying to get tickets. I had people like staying up all hours a day. People took off annual leave to get tickets. And I just thought, these bitches are crazy. Anyway, cut a long story short, Ryan gets boxes a lot through his work. He's constantly, his job is to take clients out, whining and dining, schmoozing, absolute piss take, whatever. He got offered a box for the Taylor Swift concert and he was like, yeah, no thanks. And then all of the wives of a lot of the men that Ryan worked with were calling up Ryan, hey, mate, you know, can you get a box for Taylor Swift? Can you get a box? And Ryan's like, oh God, like, yeah, I can get a box, but like, are we really doing this? Anyway, he's got the box. He's called me up. He said, hey, I've got to take clients to this Taylor Swift concert. Do you want to come? And I'm like, no. He goes, well, I don't really want to go on my own. And can you come with me? And I was like, oh. I mean, sure. Anyway, fast forward a few weeks, months, however long. I can't remember when it was that he booked it. And there was so much hype around in this concert that I was like, am I witnessing, like, is this the Illuminati? Like, is Taylor, does she spit verses, lyrics from the Illuminati? Everyone is so hooked. Fast forward to the night, getting ready. I was just going to go in like jeans and a singlet top, and all my Swiftie fan girlfriends were like, don't you dare. Like, if you are not leaning into an Eras outfit, or I didn't even know what an Eras outfit was. I had to learn. I got schooled. I got educated on all the different Eras, all the different albums and what I could wear. Kate, Lisa, huge Taylor fans, they were schooling me. In fact, Lisa basically dressed me. She's like, you need sequins if you're going to do like Redemption. Anyway, don't quote me on all the eras. Redemption or Red or Lover or Folklore. Or anyway, I started pulling things together. Kate was like, you've crossed over into multiple eras. You're fucking this whole outfit up. And I was like, ah. Anyway, I got my outfit. I got to the show. What happened from the minute I stepped inside? I was like, I was very taken back. And I've been to some concerts before, but I've never been to anything like this. It was like, I'm trying to think of someone really, really, really famous who would have had this kind of impact on people. And I actually can't think of anyone. I've never been to anything like it. And the energy in that stadium was palpable. Next minute, I'm up along with 90,000 Swifties and my hands are moving. They're in the air. They're side to side. I'm emotional. I'm fucking crying at a Taylor Swift concert. I mean, what is happening to me? I don't know, but I do know this. She has an absolute chokehold on young girls, and not just young girls, on women. And even there was grandmas there, there was mums there with their daughters, and she's so talented. She's also smoking hot. I don't know if she's just like come into her own, or maybe I've never really paid her enough attention, but she is such a babe. Those legs, that rig, and like she's stunning. Not that is the be all and end all, but like I don't even know where I got this dorky thing from. I feel like maybe I've never really delved into the cult that is Taylor Swift. Anyway, I'm a huge fan now, kind of got a girl crush on her, kind of spent a lot of time Googling her past relationships, outfits, and I have done a deep dive into all of her songs. So there was a lot of songs that I didn't know. I didn't even know that she played the piano. Like, she is a truly gifted woman. Not only can she write her own music, but she's an incredible singer. And then she fucking plays all these instruments. I mean, sorry, I don't even need, I'm only swearing to like hype up how incredibly impressed I am. She's playing the guitar. She's playing the piano. Like all I need her to do out is play the violin and the drums and I don't know, bring out the recorder. And I'm just like, this woman's a total catch. She's a total package. And whoever that guy is that she's dating, the guy from the gridiron person, Chiefs, are like, what a lucky man. I mean, there must be a catch. Maybe she's got smelly feet or something. Because right now, on paper, she's coming across perfect. I feel like she must have smelly feet, right? She's got to have something. Very impressed, guys. And to all the Swifties, to Taylor Swift, I'm sorry I ever doubted you. I'm sorry that I ever thought that you were a little bit dorky. I am a huge fan and I enjoy the energy and the messaging that you bring to young girls. And I think it's really powerful and I think it is really inspiring. And you're just like, I don't know, you're just building up women's and young girls' self-confidence left, right and center, and I think it's really, really cool. And I would have absolutely loved to have brought Charlie to the concert. I mean, if she ever comes back, I mean, I don't know if she ever will, but if she does, I would love to take her. It was really, really sweet and really endearing watching so many mums with their daughters. And I did. I felt a pang of guilt for not having, I mean, not that I had a choice. Charlie was not allowed to come with us, but I felt a little bit guilty that I was there and she wasn't. So there, that's my recap on the Taylor Swift concert. I have so much respect for artists. I mean, I still love, people are like, can you go back into your country girl era? Guys, I am across all different types of music. I'm apparently like a bit of a teeny bopper now. I'm a Swifty, but I also still love country. But then again, I also love R&B and I love old school hip hop. And then I love Ludovico Einaudi. I love classical music. I am across it all. The only thing I don't like is Aussie hip hop. Like, I'm not into that. I'm not into, what else don't I like? I don't like techno. You know, like I'm never going to DEFCON. I've never been to a rave. I did used to listen to Nick Skits when I was growing up. Does everyone remember Nick Skits?
Repeat.
I was trying to break out into a song then, but I've got nothing. But I love it all. I love all music. Music for me is so powerful. Like, it can instantly take me out of a shitty mood and put me in a good one. And like, if I'm having a real absolute shit show of a day, I'll just put on my favorite music and it will pep me up. Or if I'm going for a walk, I put on my like old school hip hop and I kind of like walk with a little two-step and I do like a little booty shake as I walk. I love putting on music as I'm getting ready to go out. I love putting on music when I'm driving down in the car, family holidays. I love music. All right, we're wrapping up that topic. Music, Taylor Swift, I'm a fan. Next topic in my head, my daughter Charlie. I don't know about any other women or mum on here or dad who has an 8-year-old, but Charlie in the last 6 months has just, she's transitioning into this sassy little demon, and she's always been sassy, but there's this level of like, oh, I want to say she's got a bit of an attitude on her now. And I feel like I'm losing my grip on the sweet, sweet little girl that I once used to have. She's absolutely still in there. Don't get me wrong. She's still in there. And at the core, she is so beautiful and she's so kind. But she has a fucking attitude problem at the moment. I thought that I was a few years off from the I hate you, but they're here. They are here. I have started copying the I hate yous in all different forms, to my face. When I was on the Virgin Cruise, I said that she couldn't go to a play date, that she had to go to dancing, that she begged me to book her in for and that I've paid for on a Friday night. And I said, you asked me to put you into acro and I've paid for the semester and you need to go to that. It's only an hour and you can play with your girlfriend afterwards. And she hung up on me. So on kids' Facebook Messenger, she hung up on me and sent a scathing, I hate you, with loads of angry face emojis. And I wrote back and I said, oh, Charlie, like, that's not really nice. That hurts my feelings. And she writes back, I don't care. And I just want to know, how did we get here so quickly? Because I'm no angel either. And I know that I threw out my fair share of I hate you to my mum and dad. Don't get me wrong. I know it was coming, but I don't feel like it came at the age of 8. Then when we were down the coast the other day and I had my curly afro hair, she's got this thing. I spoke about it on my Instagram stories the other day about she is absolutely obsessed with how her hair looks and she's obsessed with her appearance. And I am in this like very awkward, challenging place where I absolutely want to build up her confidence and I want to encourage her to love herself and I want her to, you know, take pride in her looks and everything like that. But I don't want her to be so fixated on what she looks like. And when I say that I want her to have self-confidence and take pride in her looks, I want it to be her in her natural form, right? I also don't want looks to be the be-all and end-all at the crutch of who she is. I want school for her to be about her education and forming great friendships and socializing. I don't want school to be a place where you go and have the best hair and wear mascara. Like, I've forbidden makeup to be worn to school because are you kidding? You're so beautiful, you don't need it, one. But two, why are we caring so much about what we look like at 8? And I'm not projecting here because I look like Warwick Kappa at 8, but I feel like your looks and your hormones and all those insecurities, they're coming. And they come usually around, you know, 13, 14 when you're a teenager and your hormones come and you know, boys start noticing you in high school and all of that kind of stuff. I just don't know how we got here so quickly. The only thing I can put it down to is TikTok, which she doesn't even have and I don't allow. But I feel like it's so spoken about at school. Girls are just so more progressive at the moment and I'm really struggling with it. Like, I know that social media is so prevalent and phones and YouTube Kids and all this shit it's, you can't escape it. And I try really, really hard to you know, have a balance. I don't want her to miss out and I don't want her to get left behind because she doesn't have kids messenger and all her friends are chatting and I don't want her to be left behind. But then I'm also like, how do I protect her from, I don't know, caring so much about what other people think? And how do I stop her? Like, I'm just word vomiting here. So stay with me or, you know, skip this podcast if you're just like, Amy, you're talking in roundabouts. People would think that, oh, you know, well, where do you think she gets it from? It's obviously because you're always on your phone and you're always this and that. But if anything, I'm a number one advocate for loving yourself the way you are naturally. Like, yes, you see me done up on the weekends or if I have an event or something like that, but 80% of my week is spent at home in my natural habitat, curly hair, no makeup on, fresh face, light freckles, spattered all over my face, like just in my own skin and comfortable like that. And Charlie, when we were down the coast on the weekend, I had my curly hair because I just washed it, didn't bring any straighteners or anything. And she walked in because she knew that I was going out for a girl's lunch. She walked in, she goes, oh my gosh, Mum, are you wearing that dress? And I said, yeah. And she goes, okay, that's really pretty, but like, what are you doing with your hair? And I said, well, babe, I'm just going to leave it curly because I can't do anything with it really. And she goes, oh, I need to let you know it looks so bad and you're going to be the least prettiest there. And I was like, wow. I mean, firstly, I disagree. I think my curly hair is really cool. And secondly, I hate that you think that curly hair instantly means that I'm the least prettiest. I get it. I was there when I was in high school. I used to iron my hair dead straight. But it's this weird, like, who dictates what looks good? Like, who dictates the hierarchy of what is considered pretty versus not? And how does an 8-year-old already know about all this stuff? And how is an 8-year-old already so involved in all this? And how does an 8-year-old already care so much about what she looks like? I don't really know where I'm going with this conversation. I guess I'm just like, I would love to know if there are other mums out there who have daughters like this. I think it's so funny because I am so comfortable with looking like a absolute smash crab most of the time. And I'm comfortable with who I look like and my confidence is there now, right? I'm confident in who I am and what I've got, what I look like and all that kind of stuff, right? And then I've got a daughter who is obsessed with what she looks like and how she does her hair and her face and her skin and what she wears. And I think it's so ironic because then you've got Lisa, little girl Lisa. Charlie's like the mini version of little girl Lisa. Lisa takes a lot of pride in her appearance and her hair is always done and she always has makeup on and she always looks impeccable, right? And then Lisa's daughter couldn't give two shits about her hair, couldn't give two shits about what she wears. Like, it's almost like we've had a daughter swap. And I do think it's funny because if you were looking from the outside in, you would think that Charlie was Lisa's daughter and Mia would be my daughter, but it's quite the opposite. And I actually find that a lot of the mums who are very laid back and very casual in their appearance have these daughters that take so much pride in their appearance. And I don't know where they're getting it from. The only thing I can put it down to is TikTok or YouTube Kids, or like they're watching these reels, or just kids these days are more interested in skincare and makeup. And I just think it is wild. And I don't know if it's something to be worried about, or maybe it's a good thing. Maybe they won't have any insecurities. Maybe by the time they're fucking 13, they're firing on all cylinders and they're peacocking because they are super secure within themselves. But I just worry because I feel like their hormones, they haven't even touched the sides yet. Those hormones, those women menstruating hormones, those insecurities and those acne flare-ups, they're coming. I just would have liked for the care factor around looks to have come at a later date, you know? I would have loved for her to just enjoyed being a kid is what I guess I'm trying to say. I would have loved for Charlie, up until the age of, I don't know, her teenage years, I would have loved for her to just enjoy being a kid and getting dirty and not worrying about what she's wearing or, you know, what she looks like. Okay, so there's my internal word vomit on that. I really would love to know if you have a kid who is also like really fixated on her appearance and what you're doing, if there is anything that you're doing to kind of, I don't even know, combat that or like how to coexist alongside that and how to make sure that they're still doing them and you're not, I guess, shitting on what they like and their interests and stuff, but you're also encouraging them to, you know, focus on their education and doing their homework and parenting is so hard. Why? Where is the manual? I thought I needed a manual with babies. I feel like I need a manual with kids. I feel like I needed a manual when I started primary school. I feel like I need a manual when it comes to like bullying and navigating play dates and just parenting is hard, man. And you just never know if you're doing it right or if you're getting it wrong or if you're doing things that are going to traumatize them later on in life. Like I told Bobby to piss off the other day and I'm like, my mum would never have told me to piss off. I constantly am riddled with guilt because my mum was Mother Teresa and she didn't work for like 9 years. So she was just deep in the mother stay-at-home mum life and she had all the patience of a saint and I don't, and I am juggling so many different balls and then I get into bed at night and I am just riddled with guilt because I am not the mum that I thought I was going to be. And I would love to know if other parents have that same thought. Like, are you the mum that you thought that you were going to be? Are you raising your kids the way that you thought you would? Because I'm not. Like, I'm still trying my hardest, but I'm flying off the radar. I'm losing my cool. I'm losing my shit way more often than I thought. And I'm definitely not as patient. And I worry if I'm like, I don't know, doing a good job, which I guess is kind of a telltale sign of that I am. I think that if you do worry, then that's almost enough. Like, you're showing up and then you're worrying if you're showing up enough. And I don't know. I'm talking in rhymes and riddles and roundabouts and it's very weird talking to no one. And yet here I am. So I might just wrap this podcast up. I hope you enjoyed my little Taylor Swift recap. I hope no Swifties come for me. I do love her. I love her a lot now and I think she's incredible. And I love my daughter so, so much. And she has the potential to be such a wonderful little human being. And she will be. I want to be able to protect her. And I don't know how to in this world. I want to install a level of confidence in her the same way my mom and dad did. And you know what? If you read my book, you'll know that like my mom and dad were absolute natural. Natural is all the way forward, right? And my mum never wore makeup. She was a full-blown tomboy and she always encouraged me to love myself the way I am. And she peppered me with like, it's always more important to love what you look like without makeup and without your hair done and without tan on and all that kind of stuff. And yet I still went through a crazy, crazy insecure period. So I guess there's nothing you really can do as parents other than just keep telling them, you know, the morals that you want to install in them and keep sharing things that you think are going to help them down the track. But know that there are going to be periods where they're going off the rails and worrying about all these different things. And all that I can say is that once I came out of the shit show that was my teens and I put my parents through the ringer as a teenager, but I do come good. I did come good. I came good and I realized my worth and I realized so much about myself, but it's almost like you do have to go through those real awkward, uncomfortable, insecure years to kind of do some self-discovering about yourself and find out who you really are. And your confidence isn't something that happens overnight. It is something that comes with time and with experiences and all of that jazz. I write a lot about this in the book, and I hope that you read it and understand where I'm coming from. But anyway, this has been weird and wonderful, and I hope you maybe understand where I'm coming from with all this. I hope that all my word vomiting and my internal dialogue makes sense to some parents. If you've got boys, you probably haven't had any of this to worry about. I sure as shit don't need to worry about Bobby worrying about his looks anytime soon. He couldn't give two shits. He comes home looking like he's rolled around in mud most school days. He doesn't care about his hair or what he wears or anything like that. But yeah, if you've got a girl, please send me any helpful tips that you have, or maybe just send me a message and tell me that you're going through it as well, so I feel less alone and that it's normal. I'm a little bit scared about teenage Charlie and what she's going to bring to the table. I am slightly terrified. Anyway, I will love you and leave you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this word vomit. I hope you all have a wonderful week. I have some really fantastic guests coming on next week, and I think you're going to love them. So I will love you and leave you, and just know that I so appreciate you still being with me here on this Beyond the Likes journey. Obviously, we've got Beyond the Chaos now, which is a really cool parenting one. Just thank you. Thank you for all of your support. I'm due for my period tomorrow, so I have had to stop myself from like weirdly breaking down into an emotional cry just in the last 20 minutes. So I feel like I'm proud of myself for holding it together. But I love you, and I'll leave you here, and I will chat with you next week. Mwah! Bye for now.